The 24V control circuit and thermostat wiring are /C/Y/G/W/O/B. What every standard thermostat terminal does, R, C, Y, G, W, O, B, and the RH/RC jumper, how the 24V control circuit powers each load through the thermostat, and how the color to terminal convention actually maps and where it lies to you. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Almost all residential HVAC controls run on a 24-volt AC low-voltage circuit. A control transformer steps 120 volts or 240 volts line voltage down to 24 volts, and that 24 volts is what powers the thermostat, the contactor coil, the gas valve, relays, and so on. The thermostat is basically a set of switches. It takes 24 volts power in on one terminal and routes it back out to whichever load needs to turn on. Understanding the terminals is the foundation of all control work. Wiring a stat, troubleshooting a no heat slash no cool, or adding a C wire. How it works. The transformer has two low voltage legs. One leg is the hot slash power side. The other is the common side. The convention. R equals 24 volts hot power coming from the transformer to the thermostat. This is the source the stat switches. C equals common. The other side of the transformer, the C wire completes the circuit back to the transformer. The thermostat doesn't switch C, loads need C to make a complete loop, and modern Wi-Fi slash smart stats need C to power themselves continuously. The thermostat takes R 24 volts and, when it wants something on, connects R through to that load's terminal. Y equals cooling. Closing R to Y energizes the compressor contactor, and usually the condenser slash outdoor unit. On two-stage cooling you'll see Y1 and Y2. G equals indoor blower slash fan. R to G energizes the indoor fan relay. This is what runs the fan in on and in cooling. W equals heat. R to W energizes the heat, gas valve on a furnace, or the electric heat slash aux on an air handler. Second stage or aux heat is W2, sometimes labeled AUX or E for emergency. O/B equals reversing valve on a heat pump. O energizes the reversing valve for cooling most common residential. B energizes it for heating some brands. A given system uses one or the other. The stat is configured to match. RH/RC equals on stats with separate heating and cooling power. RH is the heat side power and RC is the cool side power. With a single transformer most residential, you put a jumper between RH and RC or use the stat's single R terminal so one R feeds both. Two transformers, some systems to remove the jumper so heat and cool each have their own power. So a cooling call on a heat pump might be R to Y compressor, R to G indoor fan, R to O reversing valve to cool, a heat call on a gas furnace, R to W and the furnace board runs its own blower on the heat profile so you may not even send G. In the field, standard color convention helpful, but never trust color over function. R equals red. C equals blue, sometimes black. Y equals yellow. G equals green. W equals white. O/B equals orange. O/dark blue or black B. W2/aux/E equals often brown or other. Y2 equals often blue/brown variants. Why you can't trust color. Thermostat wire, commonly 18-gauge multi-conductor thermostat cable, just comes with a bundle of colors. Whoever ran it may have used whatever conductor was handy. The only truth is what each wire is landed on at both ends. Always trace/verify terminal to terminal. The colors are a starting hint, not gospel. Adding a C wire. Smart thermostats need 24 volts common. If there's an unused conductor in the cable, land it on C at the stat and C at the equipment/board. If there's no spare wire, options are a C wire adapter/add wire kit or running new cable. Normal values and targets. Control voltage. 24 volts AC nominal, you'll typically read about 24 to 28 volts AC R to C on a healthy transformer, often around 26 to 28 volts open. Measure R to C to confirm you have control power at the stat. About 0 volts means no power getting their transformer, fuse, wiring, at a load. R to load terminal should read about 24 volts when the stat is not calling switch open. Full voltage across the open switch and drop toward about 0 volts across the closed switch when it is calling and the load is energized. Basic series circuit behavior. Common control fuse. Boards usually have a 3 amps or 5 amps low voltage fuse protecting the 24 volt circuit. Common faults and what they mean. No 24 volts at the stat, R to C about 0. Dead transformer, blown low voltage fuse, tripped furnace door switch, or broken wire. Work back toward the transformer. Fan won't run in on. G circuit, stat, G wire, fan relay slash board. No cooling but fan runs. Y circuit. Stat to Y. Y wire, contactor coil, or a tripped high pressure slash float switch in the Y path. No heat. W circuit. Stat to W. W wire, and the heat source gas valve slash sequencer slash aux. Heat pump runs backwards, heats and cool slash cools and heat. OVSB mismatch in the stat config or wiring. Smart stat keeps rebooting slash won't hold settings. Missing or bad C wire. It's trying to steal power through the loads and browning out. Both R's not jumpered on a single transformer system. Only heat or only cool works depending on where power landed. Add the RH slash RC jumper. Tech tips and gotchas. Function over color every time. A red wire on G is still the fan wire. Verify landings at both ends before you believe any color. R is power, C is the return. The thermostat switches R out to loads. It never switches C. That mental model explains every terminal. One transformer equals jumper RH slash RC. Two transformers equals no jumper. Get this wrong and you'll smoke a transformer, only get half the system. O and B are mutually exclusive per system. Don't land both. Configure the stat for whichever the equipment uses. Don't cross 24 volts hot to ground slash common through the wrong terminal. A pinched wire shorting R to C pops the low voltage fuse instantly. A repeatedly blowing control fuse usually means a shorted thermostat wire, often a chafed cable at the cabinet or a staple through it. On a furnace, the board often controls the blower itself on a heat call. You don't always send G for heat, for cooling and fan on. You do send G. Safety slash code notes. The 24-volt circuit is low voltage class 2, but the transformer's line side is full 120 slash 240 volts. Kill power at the disconnect before working in the cabinet. A shorted low voltage circuit can repeatedly blow the board fuse. Find and fix the short rather than upsizing the fuse. The fuse protects the transformer and wiring. Low voltage control wiring still must be installed and protected per the applicable electrical code provisions for class 2 circuits. Don't run it where it can chafe against sheet metal or moving parts.